song.
Erica Kane is trapped in a trunk this week. How does she breathe in there? I don't know.
This week, and Hanky makes three. Special Lily and Jonathan get hitched.
Mm-hmm. Tad and Dixie are hot on Baby Katie's trail.
And Julia and Jamie play Doctor.
Mm-hmm. And Spike Hart Lavery Slater makes his debut appearance.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast for this week ending June 2nd, 2006. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Taylor Crawford. And welcome again to the show. Thanks everybody who's writing to us every week.
We love getting your emails, so please do keep them coming. PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com.
Or you can just go to the website, PineValleyPodcast.com, and check that out too.
That will work too.
If you have other friends who like the show, you could tell them about it and they appreciate it maybe.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So big wedding bells, a very special wedding. In New York City, City Hall.
In City Hall, that's right.
They dragged it out and you weren't sure it was going to happen.
I wasn't sure if Jonathan and Lily were going to make it because along the way there were lots of foibles.
Yeah, they kept throwing obstacles in their way.
Absolutely.
But these two lovebirds, nothing can hold them back except maybe the color red.
The color red, and nothing can hold them together except that white hanky.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Special Jonathan had another one of his attacks before the wedding, and they decided we'll get married first, and then we'll go to the hospital. So it's very important he gets to a hospital soon.
Very important, but it does show you, Taylor, the depth and breadth of their love.
Mm-hmm. It showed us. And you see Special Jack. Jack's trying to run to the posse to save Lily.
Well, he had to run to the city hall because he figured out that where she was, and he wore his best Sunday suit.
Uh-huh. He wore that beautiful powder blue jacket.
I thought it was more like a sky blue myself.
Mm-hmm. I would like, you know, it's after Memorial Day. I would like to see him in a seersucker, maybe, with a straw hat and a cane, I think, and the rest of his barbershop quartet, maybe they could help out with the search. Did you see how much metal stuff he had in his pockets when he was trying to get through the metal detector?
It is true. Viewers in New York City, that was a very accurate portrayal, because here in the New York City, you cannot get into City Hall. Mm-hmm. Unless you take off all your clothes and every piece of metal on you.
Yeah, you don't have to take off all your clothes. I don't want to freak people out.
Well, that's maybe true. But
I saw him. He was dumping out all his. I saw him drop stuff. He didn't care. And then when he finally got through, after whatever the 10,000 nickels he brought were counted, he just did grab stuff. He didn't even grab all the stuff out of the little tray.
He was so clearly, Taylor, he was so desperate to rescue Lily from Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have to worry because they're very much in love. They're holding hankies, you know.
That's right. That little hanky of theirs is such a symbol for their relationship now.
Did you get a load of that guy, that drunk guy that was trying to get married?
Yeah, they got some wonderful... wonderful performances by the extras this week on the show.
Oh, yeah. That was
if you was
going
to give an Emmy to an extra this week, would it be that drunk guy?
See, I don't know if it would be the drunk guy or the woman that was playing his wife. Mm-hmm. Or his fiancé, his wife-to-be. Because we don't even know, like, what happened, if they actually got married or not.
Mm-hmm. I think I like the performance of the park ranger.
I think that was a very good performance. I think too. I think that leads us to our next storyline.
Oh, I just want to say, I feel bad because I want to get Special Jonathan and Special Lily a gift. I'm not sure where they're registered.
That's a good question.
I mean, what do you get that kind of couple? A box of 247 toothpicks? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. Viewers, if you have any suggestions about a proper registry, a proper gift for Special Johnny and Lilith, please do write us. PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com.
Crate and Barrel, maybe.
Crate and Barrel, that would be nice, but they have a lot of red stuff there. You have to be very careful.
Tad and Dixie were sent on a wild goose chase by Dr. Madenstein this week. Dr. Madenstein, let me just say, for a guy who's skipping town, he is taking his sweet time. I mean, he is packing. I guess it pays to pack well, I think.
That is true, Taylor. He's being every extra special careful because, you know, he can't leave any evidence behind because, you know, he is populating half of the Eastern Seaboard.
He is a meticulous man.
He is an
impeccable dresser.
That is true.
And he had that lovely hope chest in his office.
Well, that was really terrifying, I have to say. But the one thing that's funny about that, viewers, as you all know, because you are true All My Children fans, just like we are, you will know that in the past 6 months, there have been a suspect appearance of a lot of boxes trying to get rid of people on this television program.
That's right. It's fitting a pattern now. They tried to ship off Dixie to
Turkmenistan or something like that.
In a box.
That was Adam Chandler. And then before that, Adam Chandler himself was in the box of Turkmenistan because of David.
I think maybe this plot line is a cry for help by one of the writers who maybe he is trapped in a box and all he can do is send out subtle clues to the viewing public. And eventually somebody will phone the police.
I think you have a good point. I think we should really, really be in tune with this for future developments.
Other lessons learned. Don't trust a general practitioner who's got his own private plane. There's something screwy with that.
Well, listen, I could see it because, look, he has his own island, right? Mm-hmm. He has his own island of Dr. Moreau, which we talked about in episode 5-5, I believe. And he is a very wealthy, very well-known OBGYN.
So he's got to drop by Pine Valley Hospital and see a few patients. I would just retire, frankly. You know, if you have that much money. I mean, why would you? Oh, just do some FaceTime at the office just for the Pine Valley folks.
Well, you got a point there. But the big thing about this week is that we think we're getting closer to Baby Kate, but really we're not. Really, what Dr. Madison did was just send them, like you said, Taylor, on a wild goose chase to not find Baby Kate, to find a deserted shack.
Yeah, and I know lately I've been critical of Tad being not manly enough, and I'm glad writers heard my request for some arson is very manly behavior, and I don't think it I would have made the same decisions to set fire to all those buildings in Maine.
Well, Taylor, you have a very different definition of manly behavior than most men, I think.
I will concede that point. Also, how'd they land that plane? Did they ever explain how they landed that plane in the woods in Maine?
They had a pilot, and the pilot turned out to be in cahoots with Dr. Manistein because he left them there, and the only way that they could be rescued was if they lit a fire to the cabin.
No, he could have walked the 10 miles to the ranger station instead of setting fire. Maybe that's somebody's home. You don't know.
All right, you got a point there. I will give you that. That is a very good point.
But that plane, I looked at the interior of that plane, and it was 4 seats across, so that has to be at least a 727 or something like that. I don't know how you would land that.
I think you have a good point there.
Need like a gyrocopter or something like that to really land somewhere in, you know, you got to file flight plans and stuff. You can't say, you can't file a flight plan saying, I'm going to this geo positional coordinates. Can you drop me there and wait? And then fly us back.
Well, listen, the writers have a lot of things to think about every week. They can't be thinking about coordinates and geo planes, whatever you call them. Every week, Taylor, you come up with a new word that I don't know.
I love how Dr. Badenstein tricked Dale into carrying the crate containing a crate full of air cocaine.
He said, well, listen, Dell, as you all know, viewers, was the winner of the Soap Nets I Want to Be a Soap Star last season. And it's clear that somebody renewed his contract past the 13 weeks that he won because he is back.
I think Soap Nets should have a contest where you can elect to get rid of anybody on a show. And I know how to
fire a soap star, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. You get to pick somebody to be fired from the show.
I would probably choose Dell, the Cro-Magnon man, myself. He has got a very large head, viewers.
You could dress him up in a suit, but he's still an ape, you know?
You got a point there. Oh, my goodness. Then he's like, oh, I knew I should have put Dixie's phone in my cell phone. Viewers.
And another true life lesson for all you viewers.
I'm telling you.
If you had a party or something, always open your own beverage. Don't let somebody else hand you an open beverage, because you could get dosed or roofied or something like that. Just like Dale got roofied. And now his sexual honor is at stake. Don't become a statistic, listeners.
Taylor, you are cracking me up this week, Taylor. Let me tell you. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they actually find Baby Kate. I am not incredibly hopeful, but we will see.
They need a tracking system for the babies.
But viewers, I'm going to take a moment to pay homage to the writers of All My Children, because Monday's episode was beyond breathtaking in terms of sexual activity.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of sexual activity on Monday.
It was the passion and heat that I have been praying for. I go to bed every night and I say, please, please, all my children tomorrow, please have a good sex scene, a good lovemaking scene, because those are my favorite scenes, Taylor.
Too bad it was Julia.
No, that's true. It was. First, we saw Josh. First, it was Josh with some girl that looked like Anita but wasn't, that only got two lines, and then she was, like, out of there in her underwears. And Josh, and then he comes out, and he's got his rippling chest and his rippling abdominal muscles.
Mm-hmm. Jamie looks good in those scrubs, too.
Well, Jamie, he didn't even have any scrubs. As soon as Julia got Josh out of the room, then she bumped into a half-naked Jamie, and oh, my God, he is a wonder to behold.
She used the old let's go skinny dipping thing.
Again, viewers, again with the skinny dipping. I don't understand it. She has one technique. She tried to get Ryan in the water, and now she tried to get Jamie in the water, and she almost
succeeded. But they're rolling around on the beach getting sand all up on their drawers.
Every crevice was covered with sand, but you know what? In the end, she is a tease, Taylor. Mm-hmm.
She is a tease, and she's still got tiny little hands.
She's the tease with the little hands. Mm-hmm. She said no to Jamie. Viewers, what is she thinking? Mm-hmm. What is she thinking?
I don't know.
She's got a good 10 years on him, viewers. Can you do the math? A good 10 years. That's what I'm saying. That man is prime meat.
Meanwhile, in the hospital wing...
He doesn't want me to talk about the sex anymore. I just think it was so delicious. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'll move on. Hospital wing.
We got baby Spike was born. Spike Hart Lavery Slater. And he's a teeny tiny little baby. Right?
He's like a little raisin baby.
It's a tiny, tiny baby this week on the show. Easy to lose. So really keep track of this one. Because we don't want any more babies being misplaced or stolen or just left out on the car. I don't know. There's a thing there, though. And considering how empty the jails are at Pine Valley, I think maybe a new police commissioner is in order. Because you see that jail... And they had Zach in that jail, and he's the only... It's either Zach or JR are the only ones in that jail lately.
You got a point there.
And they got an entire police force to pay. And let's go round up some of the crime in Pine Valley, you know?
It's true. It is true. But little baby Spike was born this week. It was a very touching birth. A very touching cesarean section with no blood, again.
And it's rare when there's a very touching cesarean section. Kendall was, of course, consciously commenting on the operation... While she was allegedly in the coma. Do they anesthetize people in comas?
You know, I don't know, Taylor. I was thinking about that myself. They must not have. They must have assumed that she doesn't have any feelings, so that she wouldn't feel anything. And maybe then they didn't anesthetize her.
Well, we welcome Spike to the show. And please enjoy these tender days when he's a youngster, because in 2 weeks he'll be in high school in Pine Valley,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, that is probably true. But what I was very touched by the fact that both Ryan and Zach were there. It was very touching.
We had... I counted at least 4 touching dramatic monologues said to Kendall in the low lighting of a hospital room.
At least.
And, you know, Zach's had at least 1 a day for 2 weeks.
Yes, one a day. And Bianca had a couple.
Uh-huh. And Ryan's had a couple.
Ryan's had a couple.
And they're getting a little tired.
A lot of Emmy moments.
Yeah, but...
A lot of Emmy moments.
I think, you know, you going in to talk to somebody in a coma, maybe consolidate your thoughts a little. You don't know. Maybe they come out. I don't know. Well, she got the blanket, too. She got the
baby blanket.
Baby blanket.
That was very touching with Bianca. Mm-hmm. Binks, Bianca. But, you know, I am a little worried about Coma Kendall, because she's making fewer and fewer jokes.
Yes, she's losing her comedic touch.
She is losing her comedic touch. And there's, like, the light, she seems to be walking toward the light.
I'm confused, because I've seen Poltergeist. Are you supposed to head toward the light or head away from the light?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think that there's something very, very strange going on, and it's very, very scary. I don't want Kendall to die. She's one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. She is one of the most talented women on All My Children.
Oh, she appeared in a hallucination of Zach's.
That's right. She was in a hallucination. That's another foreshadowing. See, that's what these writers do. They foreshadow, but then they it doesn't happen, or then it does. We don't know.
Yeah, she basically told Zach she's punting and not gonna try to come back, and it was just kind of like.
That's what I'm
saying. What's up with that?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you care about your little pink baby? Maybe she just assumes it's gonna be stolen immediately. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have this week.
Do we have any spoilers for next week?
Did you watch the previews?
I did watch the previews.
What's going on in the previews?
I don't know, but I think for me, I think that Special Jonathan, because he's been having a lot of headaches lately, I think that he is going to have a conniption. The headache's going to lead to a conniption, and then he's going to wake up blind and deaf and special. And then he is going to have the acting performance of his career, and they're going to create a special category for the actor that plays Jonathan, and he's going to win an Oscar Emmy.
I think Dr. Madenstein is flying to his island, and he's going to sell it as a resort where people can have their fantasies acted out for things they want to happen, and he'll get a little short assistant, and they'll come in every week. And somehow the stories, there'll be three stories, and they'll all intertwine at the end, and everybody will learn a valuable lesson.
That would be a wonderful show on its own. Great,
are you listening, ABC?
ABC, that would be a wonderful television
you
program.
You hear it here first. So listen for the show next week, the Pine Valley Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
Bye-bye. Bye.